How do we set goals we are compelled to move towards? How do we make sure we take consistent action toward our targets without needing outside motivation or reminders? How do we relentlessly keep hitting our targets and stay on track without distraction, with minimal friction, and without being swayed by other people's demands? Hey, what's up, my friends? Satoru Mateo here. Welcome to a brand new episode of Half-Assed to Badass. This is part 3 of our Dominate 2019 series, which is about setting targets and know how to predictably hit your targets without hard work and the 24-hour hustle mentality. If you haven't listened to part 1 and 2 of Dominate 2019, check out our episode 14 and 15, as I believe it will give you a lot of clarity and ahas. Okay? Sound good? Listen, my old childhood was filled with memories of being broke. Broke on multiple levels. Broke struggling not having enough money. Broke struggling to keep my family together. I mean, my parents divorced when I was 5, and they were always talking shit about each other, putting me in the middle and trying to get me on their side. I'm not sure if you can relate to this, but later in life, they became really close friends. My mom even sat at my dad's bedside when he was in a coma and dying in a hospital. But I didn't grow up with a model for success. You know, but I knew there was more to life, so I made a commitment to learn everything I could in the area of human development, business growth, health, relationships, productivity, and so on, right? But as I started studying change work, success, and how to create fulfillment, and how to achieve meaningful things, I realized that there was a lot of mixed experience with setting and reaching goals and outcomes. And I noticed a lot of people setting goals and not achieving them. I also noticed the resistance to even setting goals to begin with. And I also paid attention to when I set goals that I achieved and when I didn't. And what was the difference? Like, why did I follow through on some and not on others? And let me ask you, why do you follow through on some goals without any resistance while others feel like you can't even get started? Right? Let's jump into the training and get a sneak peek of what I believe are the critical components of succeeding long term. If you listen to this and you're thinking, hey, I want some more hands-on training, and you want to learn more about how you can be part of our community or of badasses just like you, you can go to halfassedtobadass.com and join the wait list, because we have not officially opened the doors yet. But by getting your name on there, you'll be the first to know when it's live. Sound exciting? Now, before we jump into the training, here is the intro. Let's do it. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of the elite. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast.
So all this section has been about is just being completely, brutally honest about identifying what is rather than what I wish or ought it to be, what I think it needs to be, what it must be this. No, your life is demonstrating if it is that or not. Let's just call it what it is. Okay? That's all. That's we got to be clear on it, because right now we're gonna dive into the actual target. I call it the big G. Big important goals. Right? The big G. The big goals. Right? The things that matter to you. And therefore I needed to be aligned with your values. Because otherwise, I'm setting you up for failure. I'm setting you up for disappointment, and I don't want to do that. So I want you to pick 2 goals. Not 5 goals, but we're going to brainstorm first. Let's have a brainstorming portion to this section. Right? And I'm going to clarify how we're going to do this. But what I want you to make sure that we do here when we set the goals is that they're aligned with your values. Don't even think about setting goals that are not aligned with your values, because then again, you're doing what everybody else does. Oh, I have a New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this. And then, you know, 5 hours from today, right? 5 hours from now, tomorrow, the next day, it's over. It's done. They forgot about it. It's not happening. That's not why we're here in this conversation, right? You are badasses, right? But badasses are not going to be able to do things great if they're setting half-ass goals. Half-ass goals are goals that are not aligned with your values. They are goals that you're not thirsty for. You're not hungry for them. You're not driven to achieve them. You're not willing to live or die for them. And you will have friction. You'll fight it. I'll have to try to motivate you. When you set goals that are aligned with your values, I don't have to motivate you. You're inspired from within. Very big difference. That's why I don't believe in all the crap that is out there. All the crap that try to pump you up, that try to motivate you to do shit. You don't need that. The things that you value, you're internally, naturally driven and inspired to do, and it requires no motivation. Now, having said that, we may want to look at the values that you do have. If you first of all get clear on the values, and you see that there's maybe conflicts. Like, I realized a long time ago that if I want to sustain my message, if I want to sustain my message and do the things that I want to do, then money has to be a much higher priority. Right? I can't spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars on Facebook marketing, as an example, if I don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to spend on marketing, which means that I can't reach the millions of people that I want to serve. So I may need to understand, and here's where the connection comes. So here's what you do. I'm going to give you this little piece, and if you have questions about it, we can talk about it in the Q&A section. Here's what we do. Why don't you identify your top three values? Then you look at the things that you know and you trust, like, okay, this thing that I must be higher on my values in order for me to accomplish what I want to accomplish. Then what you do is this. You ask yourself the question, how will this thing fulfill my highest values? How will this thing, so in my case, how will making money fulfill my highest value of solving human suffering? Well, money will give me the ability to market. It will give me the ability to share my message. It will give me the ability to focus on the things that I want to focus on, so I don't have to spend time having 3, 4, 5 jobs to try to make things work, right? I'd be able to, right? So I look at, how does money fulfill on my highest value? So if I want to learn and grow, and I want to spend my time studying things, if I want to spend time searching or researching, or right, I need to have a flow of cash so I don't have to spend time doing other things. So money will help me fulfill that value. So the way you do it is you ask the question, how will X fulfill on my highest value? And you don't just answer one answer. I want you to write down a minimum of 25 answers, a minimum. Maybe 50, maybe 100. You want to do it so much that your neural connections in your brain will be solid, that you're automatically starting to value this thing higher. You bring it up higher to your values. Okay, so going back to asking the question, how will this thing that I want to value higher, that is necessary to value higher, how will this thing fulfill my highest value? Then you go, how will this fulfill my second highest value? Then you go, how will this fulfill my third highest value? And you keep wiring, you keep creating new neural connections, building new myelin. Myelin is the protein, the fat around your nerve connections that will make you fast. It will make a connection super high speed. And the more connections, the more wrapping of myelin around your neural connections, the faster you will operate. Right? Is the difference between being a dabbler and a master. When you master it, you don't have to think about it. So when you keep looking for those connections, how will this thing fulfill my highest value, my second highest value, my third highest value? You will build these neural connections so strong that you will naturally start doing things to fulfill on that value because you understand how it serves you. And you see, that's the thing. You only will do it if you completely and thoroughly, deeply understand how it fulfills on your value. Then you will naturally do it. You will not have to motivate yourself or push yourself or hustle or work really, really hard because someone sets the value of hard work as a value. Like, this is not hard work for me. I love doing this. Do I put a lot of energy and effort to it? Yeah. I don't call it hard work. I talk. Okay, great. What I do spend a lot of energy and time on is to understand and connect these pieces, this knowledge, so I can organize the knowledge so I can teach it to you and share with you and coach you on it and mentor you and inspire you around it, okay? Okay, so now let's go into the actual section here. So what I want you to do is I want you to start looking at, so you have the values. Now let's look at the actual goals. The things with the goals is that with anything, right, a game without a clearly measurable score will never be a game that matters. Okay, I'll repeat that again. A game without a clearly measurable score will never be a game that matters. So think about that. If you went to go and watch a game of basketball or soccer or whatever you want interest you have, if you were to watch a game of anything and you didn't know any scores, you didn't know there was nobody could win this thing, how interesting would that be to watch? It really wouldn't. It just wouldn't be. And so a big goal, a big G, right, requires that a credible, and the key word is credible here because, or we talk about values, a credible measurement has to be in place from the day you begin executing. In other words, it has to be measurable. Somebody needs to own it, right? And so it's very important that it's specific, it's concrete, and it's not some fluffy thing. Because otherwise, how will we know if we won? How will we know if we're on track? How will we know if we, right? We will know that. So, you know, a time invested in the game without a score, it's really time lost. There's no way of knowing whether you achieved it or not. So it has to be a result that is clear and specific. So you've heard this before, it's not new, but most people, most companies, the inability of a leader to focus is a giant problem in our world today. And focusing on one, max two, things that really matter means narrowing down your focus on the essentials and eliminating the friction and the non-essentials. Despite the day-to-day demands, the day-to-day distractions, and the constant whirlwind, right? People will try to pull for your attention. People will pull for your attention. People will try to pull you into their demands, the distractions. You'll be distracted, right? There'll be a constant whirlwind, people trying to grab for you, and you have things that you need to do every single day. I get it, right? Whatever that is, kids, cooking, right, working, like supporting clients, like whatever you need to do, that constant whirlwind is going to be there. How do you act? How do you focused? How do you, are you intentionally narrowing down your focus and eliminating the friction despite the demand, despite the distraction, despite the constant whirlwind. We can't do that if we don't know what we're going for. So it's got to be specific, it's got to be measurable, and it's got to be something you can own. And so the simplest way of formulating this, it's not something new, but it's critical. The formula, I call it just from X to Y by when, or from X to Y by Z, right? So when you do that, from X to Y by Z or by when, right, it recognizes where you are today, where you want to go, and also recognizes at the deadline for when you will reach that goal. Right? And most people and organizations lack this level of clarity. I mean, I can't tell you how many organizations I worked with and individuals that state a goal that is so completely has none of it. I mean, these are people that are like multi-million and multi-billion dollar companies that don't know how to formulate a goal with clarity. Right? The simplest way of saying that is that I want to make more money. Great. I want to lose weight. Great. Wonderful. Good luck. Right? So I want to start thinking about this. Think about the seven areas, right? You have the seven areas, but you also have your values. Now look at how does your values connect to your seven areas. So here's what I want you to look for. Because I said we're going to set two goals. It could be either one professional goal and one personal goal. It's up to you. I'm not going to tell you which one to choose from. But if you want to make money this year, if you want to have your income massively expand, I would say, you know, a professional goal would probably be valuable. Okay. If you want to be able to have the energy, the focus, the tenacity that, you know, to be able to handle all the distractions and the demands and the whirlwinds around you, you may want to have a personal goal as well, right? So you're not just setting two professional goals, right? If you don't have the energy, you don't have the brain capacity to focus, you know, the money stuff is not going to be that important, right? Valuable. So think about two goals. So think about this. Neuroscience has proven that our brains are wired to accomplish and to give focus to one specific object at any moment in time. That's when we're performing at our best. So I am not interested in you setting, having 5 goals, 10 goals. It's been proven, and I'm not going to, you know, give you all the statistics and all that kind of stuff right now. We just need to focus here today. This is a workshop. I want you to apply this, right? But there's a lot of studies that show that people that have one goal, two goals, you know, in big companies, in individual companies, you know, in individuals, in people, they can accomplish them. When they start achieving 5 goals, trying to get 5 goals, it's not going to happen. 7, 8 goals, it's just a fantasy. It's just a dream. It's not, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not real. Because if you have a lot of goals, that means that nothing and nobody is getting the attention it needs. So the way I want you to filter this is, I want you to look at your values. I want you to look at the seven areas of your life. And I want you to ask an important question. And the question I want you to ask is, if all areas of my life remained the same, right, if the performance of my life remained the same, which one area would elevate all other areas? Which one area would give me, my life, my business, the best results? So if all areas remained, every area of your performance remained the same, which one area could use the biggest improvement? What's the one thing that you can achieve, that you can do to achieve, let's say for your physical health, right? Your diet goals or your exercise or relieve stress or remove stress, right? If it was your business, what's the one skill that you can improve? Like, what's the one thing? So think about, what's the one area of all your life that could gain and have the biggest impact on the rest? I'm looking for that domino effect here. The one thing that will make all the other areas easier to accomplish, that will help you create momentum. Another way to ask the question is to look at, what are the biggest obstacles in your life? What are the biggest challenges, the biggest obstacles that you have in your life? And let's remove those. So let's look at which area here, which one will be the most important for you to make a massive improvement upon. So what we want to do when we understand this is we want to identify it, and we want to find a way to say it and find it. Again, think about this. The goal in and of itself is not the attainment of the goal, right? That's not the point. Like, it's just for us to understand, like, remember what I said, to recognize where you are today, where you want to go, and the deadline for where you're going to reach that goal, right? Most people in organizations that lack this level of clarity. Most people who set targets lack a finish line. They can't tell if they completed the goal or not. And they don't know where they stand at any given time. And we want that, right? Examples of what I'm saying right now could be increased revenue from $300,000 to $1.5 million by December 31st, 2019, right? Increased revenue, I'm telling you what I want, I'm going to increase revenue from $300,000, specific measurement, right, to $1.5 million by December 31st, 2019. I want to reduce, same thing here, reduce body fat, right, from X to Y by July 30th. That's the goal, right? We're not talking about the activities yet. We're just setting the target, right? We're just setting the target. Just like we're setting a GPS in the car, right? We're just setting the target. I want to improve our intimacy by increasing date nights from 0, right, to 2 per month by December 31st. See, I want to improve something. I want to improve our intimacy. I want to improve our sex life. I want to improve whatever by increasing date nights. Is that specific? Right? Date nights. Either they're happening or they're not happening. From 0, they're not happening, to 2 per month. Great. And I want to have a time when we have accomplished this, so we can see and measure whether it actually happened or not. Right? A lot of times people are very, very unspecific, right? They're not concrete. They don't know they have no clarity on it. So I want you to think about that. I want you to take right now, I want you to take a few minutes, and I'm going to give you a few minutes here, and I just want you to start. Again, we're just brainstorming it, okay? And then when we have a Q&A, I can help you to refine it, to make it more specific. But just start thinking about it. Just write it down. Looking at your values, looking at the 7 areas of your life, if all areas remain the same, nothing changed, what will be one area that if you made a significant improvement in that area, that will make a big difference in everything else? Take a few minutes right now and just think about it. Jot it down. The formula that I will go by is from X to Y by when. And then by when, again, we're going to set this so it becomes real and realistic for you. Because some people say, well, how long should I do it for? Well, the way I work most of the time is in 90-day increments, right? But a year works fine too, right? Certain things, certain companies that I work with, they have goals that take 2 years, right? So it's not about the time frame here. Right now, it's about that you have a time frame. And then we can backtrack to see what has to happen in order for that to happen. and what has to happen for that to happen. Like, we can look at that specifically. But first of all, I just want you to formulate it for yourself. I want you to start with some kind of verb, right? So companies sometimes, they use, I want to cut costs, I want to grow revenue, I want to raise customer satisfaction. But think about what it is. You want to increase something, right? You want to decrease something, you want to reduce something, you want to improve something. So think what that is. I'll give you an interesting example. People sometimes like say some stuff like they try to complicate things. Like, in order to drive increased value to our shareholders, we want to enhance the careers, right? Like this bullshit that nobody understands. By the time you've read the whole goal, people are lost. So just think about begin with a verb. Define it with an X to Y by when. Keep it simple. I want you to focus on the what here, not the how. Focus on the what, not the how. Okay? We don't care about the how right now. We care about the what. So simple verbs focus the mind immediately on action. Okay? So just stated by starting with a verb. Simple verbs, right? Think about that. They focus the mind immediately on action. Cut costs, grow revenue, gain more clients, right? Whatever that is, go. 3 minutes.
Boom! How did you like that? Hope you enjoyed the training and you found it valuable and you feel like this can help someone else. Please share this information. That's how we keep making an impact. It's because of people like you that we can continue doing this. If you want to grow and scale your business, you're probably studying a lot, and that's great. You're probably studying all the different strategies out there, right? That's also great. But the hardest part is figuring out how to remove overwhelm and friction and get done what matters without burning yourself out and without killing yourself in the process. Is that making sense? That's what I struggled with for a while until I learned the secrets of precision-based growth. So if you're wondering how precision-based growth can work in your business or life, I created a special opportunity for you to get on a call with me to get on a track with the right focus and, more important, how to maximize growth, maximize efficiency, and simplify. You're not alone. Want to talk? Spots are extremely limited, so if you're serious and you want me to personally answer your direct questions, you can apply for your spot by going to talktosatori.com. Again, that's talktosatori.com.